みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 32. The most meaningful Japanese lesson yet.
こんにちは。 Welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
Where we study modern Japanese in a fun and educational format. So brush up on the Japanese that you started learning long ago.
Or start learning today.
In this lesson, you'll learn more about formal and informal speech by reviewing the past form of adjectives.
Such as, おいしかった.
It was delicious.
きれいだった.
It was beautiful. Or perhaps he, or perhaps she was beautiful. This conversation takes place at?
家です. At home. マルシアさんのアパートです。
Marcia's apartment. The conversation is between three people, right?
そうですね。That's right. マルシアとおじいさんとおばあさん。
Marcia and her grandparents, her grandfather and grandmother. And they're talking about their trip to?
鎌倉。
Marcia and her grandfather speak informal Japanese, but her grandmother speaks?
Formal Japanese.
Let's listen to the conversation.
おじいちゃん、おばあちゃん、おかえり。
ただいま、マルシアちゃん。
鎌倉旅行はどうだった？
なかなか楽しかったですよ。ねえ、おじいさん。
ああ、人力車は楽しかったね。また乗りたいね。
大丈夫だった？寒くなかった？
寒かったけど、なかなか気持ちよかった。
でも、ツアーのお客さんは、年寄りが多かったですね。
そうそう。もっと若い人と話したかった。
ああ、そうだ。マルシアちゃん、明日、六本木のクラブに連れて行ってよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
おじいちゃん、おばあちゃん、おかえり。
ただいま、マルシアちゃん。
鎌倉旅行はどうだった？
なかなか楽しかったですよ。ねえ。おじいさん。
ああ、人力車は楽しかったね。また乗りたいね。
大丈夫だった？寒くなかった？
寒かったけど、なかなか気持ちよかった。
でも、ツアーのお客さんは、年寄りが多かったですね。
そうそう。もっと若い人と話したかった。
あ、そうだ。マルシアちゃん。明日、六本木のクラブに連れて行ってよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
おじいちゃん、おばあちゃん、おかえり。
Grandpa, Grandma, welcome back.
ただいま、マルシアちゃん。
We're back, Marcia.
鎌倉旅行はどうだった
？How was your trip to Kamakura?
なかなか楽しかったですよ。ねえ、おじいさん。
We had a quite good time, right, dear?
ああ、人力車は楽しかったね。また乗りたいね。
Yes, the rickshaw was fun. I want to ride again.
大丈夫だった？寒くなかった？
Was everything all right? It wasn't too cold?
寒かったけど、なかなか気持ちよかった。
It was cold, but it was quite comfortable.
でも、ツアーのお客さんは、年寄りが多かったですね。
But most of the tourists were senior citizens.
そうそう。もっと若い人と話したかった。
Right, right. I wanted to talk to younger people.
ああ、そうだ。マルシアちゃん、明日、六本木のクラブに連れて行ってよ。
Oh, right. Marcia, tomorrow, take us to a club in Roppongi, will you?
Naomi-sensei, so the old man and old woman are staying at Marcia's apartment?
そうですね。In lesson 30, おじいさん said, 孫が日本に住んでいるので初めて来ました。この孫がマルシアさんですね。
So in lesson 30, the old man said, our granddaughter lives in Japan, so we're going to visit her.
面白いですよね。I found this sentence very interesting because in English, you usually say, my granddaughter.Or my grandson. But in Japanese, we usually use the word 孫, grandchild.
And you can't tell gender from the word 孫.
そうなんですよ。
You know, we should probably share the story that、the person translating this actually made a gender mistake because the translator had no way of knowing the gender of the 孫, grandchild.
そうですね。So the translator first translated as, our grandson lives in Japan.
So, very, very interesting. Gender neutral words.
そうですね。もしこれ、Our grandchild lives in Japan. Does it sound strange in English?
No. That's probably what the translator should have done.
ああ、そうなんだ。なるほどね。
まあ、内緒。We won't share that with him. One more quick point. I find the way that grandmother talks very interesting. The fact that she's using formal Japanese.
Right. She speaks formal to everybody.
And this isn't that uncommon for women who are a bit older, around the oba-san's age.
So, oba-san's age are pretty common.
Because like in Japanese, the closer you get to someone, the less formal the language. But in this case, she has kind of maintained that formal.
そうですね。Sounds very sophisticated though.
Yeah, very nice. Naomi-sensei, your family, let me guess, all informal.
そうね。そうです。We are very casual people, so...
okay, on to the vocabulary section. First word.
旅行
Trip, travel.
旅行 旅行
Next word.
なかなか
Quite, very, considerably.
なかなかなかなか
Next.
年寄り
The elderly, old people.
年寄り年寄り
Next
多い
Many, a lot
多い多い
Next
連れて行く
To take someone along
連れて行く連れて行く
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
なかなか
なかなか。This is an adverb meaning quite, considerably, or more than expected. I think we can get a really good feel for how to use this word by looking at some sample sentences. Naomi-sensei?
この本はなかなか面白いよ。
This book is quite interesting.
よく使いますね。
そうですね。
We use なかなか very often. なかなかをなかなか使います。なかなか面白いでしょ?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Naomi-sensei, can we have that sample sentence one more time?
なかなかをなかなか使います。
We often use often.
そうですね。We often use なかなか more than you expected.
うん。言う言葉はないですね。I have nothing to say to that. But it's a very nice play on the word, Naomi-sensei. So, just looking at the previous two sentences that Naomi-sensei gave, just want to point out thatAs it's an adverb, it usually precedes an adjective or a verb. So we had なかなか omoshiroi, very interesting, and なかなか使います, often use. So the placing of adverbs usually precedes the adjective or verb. Next word.
連れて行く
To take someone or an animal along. Now, this word is made up of two words. 連れる to lead, to take, and 行く to go. So, to lead and to go, to take along.
そうですね。例えば、for example, ピーターは犬を学校に連れて行きました。
Peter took his dog to school.
先生はピーターを校長室に連れて行きました。
The teacher took Peter to the principal's office. Now, please notice that the direction marker is marked by に or え, and the object the subject takes is marked by お. Let's just take a little closer look at this. Can we have the sample sentence one more time?
ピーターは犬を学校に連れて行く。
So, Peter's the subject. So, it's marked by?
は?
The object, the thing being taken along is?
犬。
So, it's marked by?
お。
We're going to school, so the direction is marked by?
に。So, 学校に。And 連れて行く。
On to the grammar point. お! Now, in this lesson, we're going to learn more about formal and informal speech by reviewing the past form of adjectives. There's a detailed write-up in the lesson notes, so please check out the PDF. Now, here, let's review the conjugation of na adjectives. How do you say all right?
大丈夫. So, 大丈夫です is formal. 大丈夫だ is informal.
Let's quickly review the conjugation of na adjectives for informal speech. It's all right.
大丈夫だ.
Not all right.
大丈夫じゃない.
Was all right.
大丈夫だった.
Wasn't all right.
大丈夫じゃなかった.
Let's practice once again with a different adjective. How do you say well, fine, as in I'm fine?
元気だ.
Not fine.
元気じゃない.
Was fine.
元気だった.
Wasn't fine.
元気じゃなかった.
For formal Japanese, you use です.
Right. 大丈夫です.大丈夫じゃないです。大丈夫でした。大丈夫じゃなかったです。
Naomi 先生、元気ですか? Naomi, how are you? Are you well?
元気です。でも、朝、元気じゃなかったです。
Naomi 先生 said, I'm fine, but I wasn't fine this morning. Why is that? どうしてですか? Why?
お腹ペコペコでした。
You were starving?
そうですね。ペコペコ is onomatopoeia for starving.It conjugate as na adjective.
では、皆さん、このレッスンは簡単でしたか?難しかったですか?
So everyone, was this lesson easy or difficult? Please leave us feedback.
お願いします。それから PDF も読んでください。それじゃあまた。
おじいちゃん、おばあちゃん、おかえり。
ただいま、マルシアちゃん。
鎌倉旅行はどうだった?
なかなか楽しかったですよ。ねえ、おじいさん。
ああ、人力車は楽しかったね。また乗りたいね。
大丈夫だった?寒くなかった?
寒かったけど、なかなか気持ちよかった。
でも、ツアーのお客さんは年寄りが多かったですね。
そうそう。もっと若い人と話したかった。
ああ、そうだ。マルシアちゃん、明日、六本木のクラブに連れて行ってよ。